Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here on this Memorial Day as we celebrate Memorial Day 2006 live and in person. I'm broadcasting on the road from Anna Maria Island. It's a beautiful day, and I'm looking out over the Gulf, and it's just the view is magnificent. The water is azure blue, and I don't see any dolphins swimming along. That's kind of what I've been looking for a little bit. Bob Dillenschneider is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Dillenschneider is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my very good friends, the author of a number of books, including Moses CEO, including 50 Plus, including his new one, which has become one of my favorites, A Time for Heroes. He's the president and the founder of the Dillenschneider Group. And as I say, I'm glad to tell you that he's my good friend. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it couldn't be any better being with you on Memorial Day, so thank you very much. And, of course, you're in an ideal spot down there in Florida.
Yeah, I'm trying not to rub it in too much, but I just have to describe the view I've got here. It's really magnificent. But, Bob, this is not the first Memorial Day you've spent with us. You've joined us on a number of Memorial Days, among other times that you've been with us. And your book, A Time for Heroes, is just such an important book right now, especially to talk about on this day, on this Memorial Day, a time when we memorialize thousands and thousands of true heroes.
Well, 16 million men and women served in World War II and were lost then, of course, and that's a lot of people. And, of course, we've got 130,000, 140,000 people right now who are men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they got to be heroes. Imagine how they feel today.
Well, and absolutely. And Bob, I know one of those heroes personally, because he's my son, and many of my audience members prayed for him while he was in Iraq in 2004, and it looks like he's going to be going back later this fall. And I know him, obviously, and I know a number of others. I know you do too as well. Over the years, you've known men and women who have served their country, and this nation, America, has a way of manufacturing heroes. The citizens who are willing to put themselves subordinate to something that they hold dear, freedom, for example, it's a hallmark of this nation, isn't it, Bob?
Well, we're really fortunate in the United States. We're in a free and democratic society, and almost anything is possible. And that's because, frankly, those men and women have been out there and they've given their lives over time to protect us. And I think it was Roosevelt that talked about the five freedoms, freedom from want, freedom from fear, freedom of speech. Those are the goals, that freedom of religion, that these people are made possible for us.
You know, one thing that I like to remind people about is we all have a right to be free.
Sure do.
But there are not all that many more other things that we have a right to. We have a right to breathe. We have a right to eat and to live and to be free. But a lot of times, I think in America, we've gotten to the point where we think there are many things that are our right, and they're not. I mean, we have the right to pursue happiness, but we don't have a right to be happy. I mean, that's something we have to create for ourselves. We have a right to be able to pursue our professional interests, but we don't have the right to wealth, for example. And I wonder, Bob, what you think about that. If you think that this nation is, if we're getting a little too soft, what do you think?
Well, I think we're, the answer is yes. I think we're a little bit indulged. We're very happy with what we've got right now. And frankly, I'm very happy with what I've got, as I know you are too, and all the listeners. But that doesn't mean we can let down for one instant. We have to continue to push the bar up and continue to find ways to enhance our freedom and enhance what we've got so we can serve over the next 100 years as a beacon to the world, as we have for the last 50 years. That's what we need to do.
Speaking of that beacon to the world, Bob, doesn't that beacon that we are come with a certain amount of responsibility? Aren't we, if isn't, you know, the Bible, as you know, you're a Christian and a religious man. You know, the Bible says something about to those who have been given much, much is expected. And isn't much expected of America in terms of helping other people to be free?
I think people expect us to step up and set a standard. I think as much complaining, and there is complaining about the fact we're in Iraq, people expect us to face down the dictator. People expect us to face down the bully. People expect us to provide an atmosphere where innovation, integrity, development can flourish. And we've been able to do that, and that's a fantastic thing. And the challenge, I think, is to keep it up, and we can't become too self-satisfied with what we have. We've got to continue to drive the truck through that hole.
Are you concerned, Bob, at all about a protectionist attitude being pervasive in America? Not protectionist in a couple of ways, not wanting to be responsible to help other people get their freedoms, as well as protectionist as far as trade's concerned. I'm concerned about an attitude like that becoming systemic in this nation. What do you think?
There are a lot of people, I think, who feel they've got theirs and they'd like to now sit back and protect it. That's a very dangerous position. I think there are a lot of people outside of the United States who look into this country and see the fantastic and bountiful situation we have, and they want to have some of it. I don't blame them, frankly. So there's a real stress here, and as long as we sit back and let it happen, the good things, the manufacturing jobs, for example, are going to go away in this country. We shouldn't permit that to happen. We should do whatever we possibly can to hang on to what we've gotten and, frankly, build it and build more for the rest of the world.
Well, one of the things I think that it would help all of America to do, I know we have to do this in the marketplace, and I think as citizens it would help us to understand that we don't live in the 20th century anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. My audience has heard me say that many times before, Bob. We're in the 21st century. And the 21st century, the marketplace is different. The global marketplace is different. The people who would cause us harm are different. They approach things differently. They respond to things from us differently than our 20th century antagonists. And that's something we need to think about, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, this month alone, this month of June now, starting in 2 days, I'll be in Europe 3 times. And each of those times, I'm going to have to be on my mettle, making sure that, as an American, I'm not attacked in any way, verbally or physically, frankly. It's not an easy time.
Well, and that's one of the things, when we come back, I want to ask you about some of the global leadership. We're going to get Bob Dillershot to reflect on his thoughts on some of the global leadership out there, folks, or maybe I should say lack of global leadership, right after these minutes. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live on Memorial Day. This is my 9th live broadcast on Memorial Day, and this one's on the road. We're on the road, and I don't know if it sounds different. It might sound a little bit different. We're using a little bit of a different capability here on the show, and I'll speak to that a little bit later in the hour. I've got something to tell you about the way we're broadcasting that I think you'll find interesting, and I'm going to do that at the end of this hour. I want to get back to our good friend Bob Dillershot. Robert Dillershot is the author of A Time for Heroes, as well as a number of other books. If you Google his name, let me spell it for you: Dillenschneider, Dillenschneider, just as you would think it would sound. And on the end there, folks, the E is in front of the I. So if you Google him, or if you go on Amazon or any of the online bookstores, you can find all the books that he's written. His new one is A Time for Heroes. It's become one of my favorites of all the books that I own. And, Bob, again, I want to thank you for taking the time and the effort to write that important book.
Jim, it's a great privilege to be with you on Memorial Day on this show and to talk about heroes and, again, to reflect on the more than 130,000 Americans, men and women, who are right now active in putting themselves in harm's way over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Bob, one of the things, and thank you for that comment, Bob. One of the things that when I think about what happened after World War II, nations of the West got together, leaders of the West got together, and they formed NATO. They formed the United Nations. They formed other organizations that solidified people, like-minded people, the people who believed in democracy, but who believed in freedoms. And they came together, and they were flawed individuals. There's no question about it. We're all flawed to some degree. But basically, the system worked pretty well. When I think about, though, what the global leadership in the 21st century, Bob, I'm very concerned about some of the so-called leaders of these nations not being team players, not feeling like there's a greater good out there that they need to join. And I'm specifically, Bob, thinking of France, so to some degree Germany. I'm concerned about Russia, and I'm concerned about China in their reaction. And I'm not talking about just the war in Iraq. Look at how some of them are dealing with the issue of Iran. Are you concerned about our ability for global leaders to come together and work on a greater good?
Well, I am concerned about that, Jim, and I'm concerned about all those countries you mentioned and still more. And I think all one has to do is look at the UN. The idea here is to promote harmony and peace and fellowship and positive trade and create a balanced world, and that's certainly not happening in the UN, basically because people are advancing their own interests, and I think that's happening in a lot of those countries. It's a serious problem for us.
Well, we ought to be solid behind preventing Iran from getting nuclear weapons.
I sure think.
Why isn't that goal greater than the economic gains, some economic gains that either Russia or China would get out of that?
Well, the French, of course, who were well known for selling arms and other equipment into Baghdad in Iran.
Right, right.
That's probably happening right now in Iran as well. A lot of it is financial, frankly, and that's what's going on. Russia, on the other hand, is really on its rear end. It is a country, the people there are in a very difficult situation. The corruption is running high, and I think they are trying to do anything they possibly can to stabilize their situation and perhaps destabilize other parts of the world. So they've got their own agenda. China has its own agenda, despite all the people and businesses that are pouring into China and the development there. That country wants to be the very best country in the world. They want to surpass the United States. If there's a way to give us an elbow on the side as they try to go past us, they're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's to me, Bob, I'm more concerned about the global so-called leaders than I am almost anything in the world these days. I'm not worried about terrorists as much as I actually believe that the leaders of France and Germany, and not Germany anymore so much, but France and Russia and China, I'm more concerned about them and what they do for their own self-interest than I am about terrorism. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. Of course, in France, there's a very contested election right now. It won't be resolved probably for another 6 months. In Germany, we've got Mrs. Merkel. In Russia, we've got Putin, who allegedly is supposed to leave in a couple of years, but who I'm sure will not leave. He's got a strong power base and will
right.
continue in that country. Mr. Hu in China. All of these individuals have very aggressive agendas, and none of those agendas are positive toward the United States, nor are they positive toward the world. And
I believe
that's a serious problem.
I believe China has a chance because those people are entrepreneurial, because they've created a marketplace. They've joined the global marketplace. What do you think, and I've got about a minute, Bob, is Russia going to make it to the global marketplace, or are they going to just implode?
I think that Russia has two significant storehouses that they can use and intend to use, frankly, to advance their own position. One is diamonds. They can destabilize the diamond market in the United States and the world very, very easily. The other is oil and natural gas. They have tremendous resources of oil and natural gas.
Right.
Perhaps even more than Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Bob, we have to wrap it up. I want to thank you for being here. Your books, I know, are available wherever books are sold. Folks, his new book is called A Time for Heroes. It's a very special book. Bob, on this Memorial Day, as you've joined me to help me celebrate and memorialize those men and women who paid the ultimate price, we thank you for your service to this country.
I cannot tell you what a privilege it is to be on your program, Jim. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Best to you and your family. Quick break,
okay.
Right back with our other good friend Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live on Memorial Day. Stay with me, I'll be right back.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
And this is crazy. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.